begin the current daf, Masechta Zavodah Zarah daf hey, begin the now, begin the Tesemat, begin the Gemara, Mitzricha, let's say both regarding David and regarding the Maisa Ego. So it explains, not like Rashi, said Pirsh, in other words, what's the Tzricha on Lichtev Chatam? Why do we have to write regarding their sin? Not so much that why it happened, why they write it, but Kabbalah's true Basim, and that their repentance was accepted, as the Gemara comes to explain, to let us know either one of those factors, Yachad and Atzibra. Next, it's not the beginning of the words of the Gemara. If they didn't sin, we would never have come to the world. Although the Gemara said, they counted and they decided, it's better for a person not to be created. So what are we giving thanks that, oh, now we're able to come to the world? That's all the beginning of his birth. You don't know what's going to be at the end. Have a kashrut tzaddik. When he's righteous, ashrav, how fortunate he is, v'ashri hadar, shubetoich, how fortunate is the generation that is inside of it. So therefore, it's a good thing that he came. Void moreover, the maskana, at the conclusion, the Gemara comes out, actually, the kami shaleibon the lo'ilam, that it's almost as, just as if we didn't come to the world, it's a Shabbos, it has nothing to do with being born or not. It's just regarding that, you know, it would be like we weren't born, because, you know, we would be nothing compared to them. Next says matter because the words ignore in ben David ba sheikh nisham shabguf. Mashiach doesn't come until all the nishamas in this container called guf gets used up. So says the thing and say wait a second, makamakam yikhlu, maybe it could be used up of the khavim. Shaimalidim, maybe they would be born from non-Jewish parents. Nishamas would be used up. So how does that prove that that must mean that that we're going to still have more Jewish babies? But Amir Rabbi Bachan says, no, the Neshama Shal Yisrael, the souls of the Jews, Rishal Evdik Chavman of the non-Jews, in the Beguf Echad, they're not in the same container. And therefore, it's obvious that they have to still, the Jewish people still have to keep on having children. Now, Bahad Amir, this is the Gemara says, Shabbat Avlam and Beis, I see the Isha Shetel B'chol Yim L'Mesa Mashiach, a woman can have babies every day when Mashiach comes. Shamir Shalom, maybe you could say, is Guf Chadash, when Neshama is Chadash to you. Yeah, you're right, old Neshama is going to be used up before Mashiach comes, and then there's going to be a new container with new Neshama, and that's going to be babies being born every single day. Because the spirit from in front of me will be cloaked. So Tais explains that Mashiach, that refers to the Mashiach, that Nikar Ruach, he's called the spirit because Chalei says the passing Eicha, Ruach HaPein Mashiach Hashem, the spirit of our nostril, the anointed one of Hashem. Vacha Persh the Quran, this is what the passing is saying. HaMashiach, the anointed one, Mufana Ya'achar, in front of me he's delayed, Kamayatu from Lelovin, which is the terminology of being delayed. Why is Mashiach being delayed? Because the souls that are making in Hashem is like they all have to come out before Mashiach comes. It's just that they lost their money. Where, as Tais explained, what do you mean? There's four types that are considered like dead. He says, no, maybe you cannot say that they were blind. Like it says in Pashas Karech, they said you're gonna poke out our eyes, meaning that they you're gonna blind us. Obviously, they were able to see. When they also did not have tzras, when they were sitting amongst the community, and Mitzrayim has to be out of the community. And Bechitim, we're gonna say no, did not turn the Shabbat, because later on when the Torah was given, then they were healed. You can't say that, because the Oisim Shin Shrapu, even though they were healed, Kvar, Chazul Mum, and Bemais Ego, after the Ego, they went back to having their Mum. And so, obviously, they didn't have Tzras. And Bishlahayulam Banim, like, maybe you can't say, oh, because they didn't have children, Bishlakachle Pachas Kareblam Alchas, because of not having children, that wouldn't make them any less close to the government, to Lal Shinik Betchilo, to slander him like they did in the beginning. So, obviously, it's regarding the money, where they didn't have influence anymore. But yes, my farshim, some explain the mashmalay, the proof of this idea, shared them the same, that they lost their money, is the machmas kain, that for that reason, elim koich oy lahazik, they don't have the ability to harm him anymore. But all those other ones, blind and no children, etc., that they could still harm him through their money. Now, it says, a pashtikra, actually, in the simple translation of the pasuk, is actually not does not bear, it's married with paroi, where it says, V'yemas melech Mitzrayim, that he died, and he says, okay, the people that wanted to kill you are not around anymore. Next says, Matta begins the Gemara, Kefuya Toiva. So, Lekach Karam, Kefuya Toiva, why is he calling them that they deny the good that's done? Them Shle Ratzel Lema, they don't want to say Atotain, that you give. You're saying, who would give a heart that they should fear God? They should say, you. And the reason why they didn't say, Levishalahi Ratzel Nahasel, because they didn't want to, like, owe it to God, so to speak, what he did for them, and therefore they're Kefuya Toiva. Next says, Matta begins the words of the Gemara, Amid Beis, Adabam Shnin Lekoy Inish. Up until 40 years, a person doesn't understand Das Rabbi. the intelligence of his teacher. Now, Pesach Rashi explains that even Moshe himself didn't recall this idea until at the end of the 40 years. So it says, you can say, wait a second, so my cause Moshe al Yisrael, why was he angry on the Jewish people? Like, they didn't get it. He also didn't realize until 40 years later. He didn't need this prayer. He didn't do anything wrong. He didn't pay attention until 40 years. Then he realized what God wants. The Jewish people who sinned and needed this prayer, they should have paid attention from that moment. They already sinned with the Egel Meraglim, and therefore that's something derogatory that they didn't recall. Repirish, the Reed gives a different interpretation. It says, Shemesh lehikbar aleim. Moshe Rabbeinu realized this. He just wasn't particular on them, al davar zeh, for this thing, ad mem shana, until 40 years later. Kiyos sava, he thought, okay, till save mem shana, finally, 40 years later, yamdal daskan, they'll finally stand on the intelligence of the Creator. But yam, they can say, atotain, you give. But for lehoi b'daita, sheminichim leimar, he didn't entertain that they're going to, that they would say, Mishim kefiyas taiva, because of denying of the good. But when 40 years passed, they finally have the intelligence. Then he realized, it must be the reason why they're not saying it. It's not because they didn't realize, because 40 years already passed, they realize. It must be because they're deniers of the good, and that's why they're not saying to God that you give us this intelligence.